Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Spirit of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know, it's so wonderful, it's to be free and not have to look to people and not have to play politics. Huh? Not to be worried if you're going to give or not. We've had people come to us at this church and say, well, you know, you need to let us do this, or you need to let us come do this in your church. We need, you know, so you can pay your bills. We say, we're already paying our bills. So you can, somebody said, we know you want to be able to buy this someday. I said, we've already bought it.
Amen.
They said, huh? I said, yeah. And we didn't pull on you, did we?
No.
We didn't ask you to sell your dog and cat. Didn't ask you to have chicken fries or bake sales or pull on you. Not that that's wrong, but we didn't ask you, please sacrifice.
That's right.
Did we?
Right. No.
Told you if you don't want to give, don't. We don't want any grudge money.
Amen.
You got to give happy in here, or we may give it back.
Yes.
I've done it.
Amen.
I've sent money back.
Amen.
More than once. Yeah, I'm thinking about it. Yeah, thinking about sending some back right now.
Amen.
The Lord doesn't receive all offerings. Did you know that?
Yep.
He doesn't. It is, we ought not beg people to give. It is a privilege to give in the work of God. It's an honor. Amen. Isn't it? And when you're living by faith, you know, if it doesn't come this way, it'll come another way. Or another way. And if one person won't do it, he can get 10 others to get together and do it. Amen. There's a lot of ways it can happen. And listen to this now. Faith puts no pressure on people.
That's right. Amen.
Did you hear that? Faith puts no pressure on people. Certainly that's the preacher not putting pressure on the congregation, but it's you not putting pressure on your boss for a raise. It's you not putting pressure on somebody for a sale.
Amen.
Trying to hard sell.
Yes.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
When you live by faith, you don't put pressure on people.
Amen.
You trust God.
Amen.
Amen. How do we get off on all that? Hebrews 11 and verse 2. For by it, by this faith, the elders obtained a good report. Everybody say good report.
Good.
You want God to give you good marks?
Yeah.
What do you have to do? Live by faith. Operate by faith. In verse 5, by faith, everybody say by faith.
By faith,
Enoch was translated that he should not see death. The man didn't die.
Amen.
He just left here. Spirit and body, I guess, just left here. Glory. How'd he do that?
Faith.
Huh?
Faith.
It didn't just say God just saw fit to do it. What did it say? By faith, he was translated and was not found. They tried to find him. He wasn't around to be found. Because God had translated him.
Amen.
Glory to God. Not Scotty beamed me up. Jehovah beamed him up.
Amen.
Yeah, that ain't just science fiction. When God can do it.
Yes.
Beamed him up. Glory. Don't you know that was a trip? Don't you know? Enoch's like us. He's lived down here all his life. He never knew anything else except the earth. He's walking with God one day and he felt something funny. Woo, boy. Next thing you know, he's in a different place. And it ain't earth. This is not a fairy tale. This is reality.
Amen.
Glory to God. Why did this happen to Enoch?
By faith.
It says by faith, right?
Yeah.
For before his translation, and of course leading up to this, he had this testimony that he what?
Pleased God.
How did he please God? Very next verse. But without faith, it is impossible. You couldn't say it any stronger. Didn't you say difficult or a challenge? It is impossible to please him. People wonder why we talk so much about faith. Ah, y'all just say too much about faith, do we? When it's impossible to even please God any part of the day. You understand, unless you pray, and you could pray all night, but if you don't pray in faith, not a word of your prayer pleased God. You understand, you could give millions of dollars. You could give millions of dollars. And if you didn't give it in faith, wouldn't please God. You could do all kind of work for the poor. You could do all kind of things, nice things and good things. And if you don't do it in faith, it doesn't please Him. I don't think we've overestimated the importance of faith. The just live by faith. The just walk by faith. We're saved by grace through faith. Faith is the victory that overcomes the whole world. Even our faith. Oh, hallelujah. It's faith that pleases God. How many want to please God in the morning? Please God at noontime? Please God when the sun goes down? How can you do it? You got to open your eyes in the morning and blink them in faith. I said, can you do that? You sure can.
Amen.
You got to get up and get dressed in faith.
Amen.
That means no grumbling and griping. That's right.
Amen.
Can you drive in faith?
Yes.
You ought to drive in faith.
Yes.
There's a lot of confused people on the road. Got a lot of people in Branson not even looking at the road. Looking at the sides and the shows. You ought to drive in faith. Huh? Can you do your job in faith?
Yes.
Can you do everything all day long and all night long in faith? Can you get up and go get a drink of water in the nighttime in faith?
Yes.
Yeah, you can in faith.
Amen.
You could also do it in doubt and unbelief. But it pleases God for you to do it by faith.
Amen.
What does it mean that you're doing it all in faith? Keep reading. It gives a perfect example here. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him, God, for he that comes to God must believe that He is. When you come to prayer, you don't see Him. You don't feel Him necessarily physically. You don't hear Him with your ears. But why would you start talking to Him? You believe He is. Amen. He is real. He is here. He hears me. It's all by faith, isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
It's all by faith. Why pray? We believe He's here.
Amen.
We believe He hears us.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
Now you don't stop there. Oh, here's the part so many people miss. You got to believe He's real. You got to believe He's God. You got to believe He's here. But you must also go on beyond that, and you must believe He is a
rewarder.
Oh, glory to God. A remunerator, a payer, a blesser of those who diligently seek Him. What does that mean? You got to believe when you ask, He hears. You got to believe when you reach up, He reaches down. Amen. You got to believe when you draw near to Him, He draws near to you. You got to believe when you endeavor to obey Him, He's going to bless you.
Amen.
I said, well, that's just up to Him now. I'll just do the best I can, and it's just whatever He sees fit. You're not believing this. It didn't say believe He'll do whatever He decides to do. I said it didn't say He'll do whatever He decides to do and believe that. Believe that He will bless you.
Amen.
You know, Brother Hagin said that, you know, Brother Oral Roberts, in the days of his tent ministry, popularized the phrase. Other ministers were saying it as well, but he popularized the phrase, God's a good God.
Yeah.
And God's going to do something good for you. And he said he heard other ministers, Pentecostal ministers, say, I wish he wouldn't say that. And he said, why? Is God good or bad? Well, he's good. But he just leaves the impression that God's wanting to bless you all the time, and you know, it makes it too easy. Well, God's the one that made it easy. And he is a good God. And every day he's wanting to bless you. Amen. He's a rewarder. He's a blesser. He takes pleasure in blessing and prospering your life. He wants you to get a $50,000 raise a year. Just makes him happy. He wants you to move in a big house. He said, well, I don't know about that. Well, it won't happen for you. Don't worry about it. He wants you to get a new car. He wants you to write big checks and help the poor. He wants you to finance missionary endeavors. He wants you to have enough money sitting in the bank that you can sit in a service here, anywhere, hear about some project and say, all right, Lord, you want me to take care of that? You want me to do half of it? What you want me to do? Would it please God for you to be in that condition and in that shape? Does it please God to heal your body, make you strong? He's a rewarder of those who seek him sincerely and earnestly. Glory to God. Somebody say, that's my God. Now see, we're talking about what you believe he is. You believe he is. How many understand there's a lot of Christians, they believe he is. But they don't believe that second part, do they? Oh yeah. Oh yes, brother. God is real. Well, honey, that ain't enough. You got to go on and believe the rest of the verse. He's a good God. He wants to bless you. Wants to reward you. His eyes are searching to and fro. He's got a scanner. He's a scanning the earth. Looking. What's he looking for? He wants to show himself strong on the behalf of those whose heart's perfect toward it. Very similar to this verse. That means wholehearted. People that are reaching out for him. Sincere. Seeking him for real. Amen. You cannot seek him for real without a reward coming back on your head. You cannot serve him for real and in earnest without blessing coming back on your life. For he is, and he is a rewarder of them that really seek him. Stand on your feet and lift your hands and thank God that this is so. Glory to God. Tell him out loud, I believe. I believe you are. I believe you are a rewarder. You're a blesser. You're a blesser. You bless me.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Spirit of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 4th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.